In people's homes I try my best to be a gracious dinner guest. The last thing I would call myself is picky. Most any kind of food is fine, but now and then I draw the line at dishes that are singularly icky. Like tongue. By me its praises go unsung. To its own mouth it should have clung, 'cause I hate to lick a food that licks me back. Brains. Despite the protein it contains, the mere idea gives me pains, 'cause to me a peace of mind is not a snack. And when I'm served such things, to me the meal is finito. That is, unless, of course, they are served incognito. Heart. No feat of culinary art could make me pry my lips apart, 'cause a heart's one organ I will not attack. Now, chitlins is a cutesy name, but it's pig intestines just the same. So spice them up, can't eat those entrails bland. Those sweetbreads is a fancy label, it's pancreas that's on your table. So go ahead and have yourself a gland. And head cheese is not cheese, but head that's been cooked into sandwich spread. But mercifully the eyes and ears aren't used. And tripe is cattle stomach lining. Bring that up to someone dining, and he'll promptly ask to be excused. Lung. That's got to be the bottom rung. As food, it's on a par with dung. So I don't care that it's rare or that it's fresh. I'll stick to eating good old-fashioned, tasty, normal, civilized, flesh, flesh, flesh.